Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. I've got a great show for you today. It's an unusual show in the fact that much of the hour is about one artist from Côte d'Ivoire who was a true legend and also who recently passed away. That is Richard Abadi, better known as Ricardo. I have an in-depth conversation with Azumi Adu, a New York-based musician who's known Ricardo longer than most. We'll visit the past during Côte d'Ivoire's heyday as the African music capital some decades ago and the giant role that Ricardo played in it. But there's also a few select current hits for you, too, from Nigeria, Liberia, Kenya, and South Africa. And I've got some exciting music news from Kano, Nigeria, about an International House of Music Festival coming up this December. That is presented by Abubakar Haruna Galandanchi, a.k.a. Iceman, and it features Rabio Dele. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is Loj, a 22-year-old Afrofusion singer-songwriter and producer from Nigeria. It's number 8 on Apple's Africa Now chart. Baby, follow my command, like zombie. Go down on me, yo, with your coca body. Follow my command, like zombie. Go down on me, yo, with your coca body. Cause this your miliki for fronting now for me. Hold on for me, I no go to me corny. And if your miliki na fighty, I saw me to look. Jella Tony, oh baby, sumo yo, deep. Baby, gonna, gonna. Waka, waka, when you enter, I'm a licha. Baby, gonna, gonna. Do you give me sugar? Wala. Was Mona Lisa by Loj. Hey guys, I'm Heather Maxwell. You are at the top of MTIA Music Time in Africa. Here's a fresh new sound from LIB, Shekbe by Lestico, produced by Cyrus Beats.
In my mind, I say I don't care. My life and I cancel all my stress. Shekbe.
It's Cyrus Beats.
I want to cut with my leg. Pass me the shepherd. I want to cap with my leg.
One more red tomato. When you fall into, you can go.
Maga
sugar bust my bum for me. See the kind of thing you do to me.
The kind of love I never see. She gave me overdose, I can't believe.
Bring down your back on track for me. She make her to my clap, I can't believe.
Da-da-da-da. She my big big and a shot, that's the one for me.
Yeah? Okay.
One for me.
Say I don't care if my life and I cancel all my stress. Shake it. I want to cock with my nigga. Oh yeah, pass me the shake it. I want to cock with my nigga.
That was Lestico from Liberia with Shegbe. Now from Kano, here is Iceman with a special report on Ranar Mawaka Hausa Music Festival coming up. He's speaking with a co-convener here of the festival, Rabio Dele, who is also a veteran music producer and singer.
Now, there's no denying the fact that northern parts of Nigeria has potentials for greatness. It is rich in culture and tourism. And you want to ask, what are they coming for? Tell me about Ranar Mawaka, Rabio.
We used to sit down and rock minds and make some research of international musician like Salif Keita, Ali Farka Toure, and some of the Umu Sangare, Saadu Bori. We used to do that kind of research and say, okay, the Ranar Mawaka Hausa Foundation is celebrating the World Hausa Music Day. At every end of the year, December 29th, 1st January, we showcase Hausa life instrument and our musician. Hausa.
How do you normally send invitation to them?
Yeah, actually, by our social media handles, we used to relate with them.
I'm very much inspired. And when was the last time this event took place?
We've started it in 2013. Yeah, and we used to showcase this every year. And
what are the high points of the Ranar Mawaka Hausa? Do you normally give out prizes? Do you give awards?
Yeah, we used to give out to accomplished artists, politicians and sponsors.
Usually, Ranar Mawaka Hausa is to commemorate and at the same time celebrate the richness of the Hausa culture in terms of music and dancing. Rabio Dele is a household name whose career spanned more than two decades in music production, and he has developed so many talents in this part of the country, including people like Ali Jita, Aminu Alan Waka, Nezir Serkin Waka, Nezifias Manich. Murjab Obal Fatin Ije, Nura M. Inua Mudassir Kasim, Omar M. Sharif, to mention just a few. Delay, tell me how your music career started.
When I came to the industry, I've learned it in the Lenscode Media.
Okay.
So after I've learned the music production, the composing, you know, I know the instrument, I know, you know, singing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I've started the Hausa Afro genre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Or you can call it Afro Fusion. Says
it just
says
like
Burna Boy. You know, the Burna Boy says the Afro Fusion because it's collaborated with the English and the culture.
Okay, it could be
the Yoruba or Hausa or Igbo.
Can you tell me how many songs you have produced so far?
It will be hardly for me to count.
Is it more than 100 artists?
There will be more than 100.
When you talked about this, when did you start producing your own songs? What year?
2007.
Okay, 2007.
2007, where I'm traveling to Niger for a show called Pre-Palo, organized by the National Assembly of Niger.
Okay.
Invited about 10 countries.
You must be passionate about singing.
Yeah.
But which one of recent do you feel you love so much and you have the video?
Love na confirm.
'Cause your love na confirm. Yeah. 'Cause your love na confirm. Yeah. 'Cause your love na confirm. Mathematics, physics, then you practice. Sabore senki, tunde na genki. The crisis, the babu pita, baby so samoni, suchi aba muni, baby so kimuche, I wonder ba, nigga nan se muche, kurum baba, neche miki lele, ergata kose love na confirm, eh, tashi muche, baby kari ki muche, ni, zanti kanso, eh, jina zo zambaki, kose love na confirm. Cause your love now confirm. Yeah. Cause your love now confirm. Yeah. Cause your love now confirm. I don't go many places. I don't see many faces. Baby, not like you. Cause it's only you. Surat to Sabangeri. Keche Abun Fahari. Dembaki Demba Daddy. Cause your love in a day day, baby so kiche seke. Senke shigan zuchia, imba keba serijia. Tashu mje.
All right, yes, and that is Radio Dile's latest song, Love Na Confirmed. Best of luck to the Ranar Marwaka Gala in Kano, guys. And thanks, Iceman, for that music news from Northern Nigeria. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we've got one more song before turning to the meat of today's show, a retrospective of Richard Abadi, as colorfully told by one of his original roadies from back in the 1970s, and accomplished musician. You can hear him on Alicia Keys' hit song, Underdog, among other things, Azuni Adu. But for now, we are going to Kenya's golden girl of pop music, Nikita Kering, with X. Now, this tune comes off of her 2021 album, A Side of Me.
I would have held you closer if I could. You're better than I could ever taste. Now I'm in love and I'm ever wasted. I would have held you closer if I could. And even when we try to throw this all behind, I find myself inside of your arms again. And what if I'm insane and taking me for granted? I would never come to forgive myself. 'Cause I ain't tryna be your end.
right, all right, all right. That was Nikita Kering with X. Now it's time for today's feature. Jumping back to a few days ago, here is my conversation with the Azuni Adu about the late Richard Abadi, a.k.a. Ricardo. Ça va, et toi?
Très bien, très bien.
Bien, bien, bien. Are you ready to chat?
Okay, we can chat. I thought you said 11, but it's okay.
Oh,
we
my
can...
goodness. You no, want me to call okay. you back?
No, no, no. We can wing it.
So I understand that someone you know and an Ivorian legend passed away recently. His name is Richard Abadi, also known yes. as Ricardo.
Yes.
No. Can you tell me who he was and how he passed
well,
away?
Okay, Ricardo, first of all, we are from the same place in Ivory Coast.
Where is
same
that?
Same region, Lakota. So basically I'm Dida and he's Dida. Mm-hmm. So this makes the first connection. But for me, he's part of like my youth. When I was a kid, mm-hmm. like my youth. So for him being gone is part of my youth that is gone. Simply because it's with him that I learned my first one note on the keyboard, 2, 3, was around him. Before I was wow. with him, I was just a kid. Mm-hmm. First, when I was 6, 7, 8, 9, we lived in the same neighborhood in Trècheville. Mm-hmm. And we were neighbors. So I used to go and look through this wall to see a band playing, like they were like a teenager's band. And it was him. It was kind of hip to see a young kid like that have a band, see music. Wow. Music wasn't, you know, like to see a guy like that. So I knew him when he was probably 16, 17. And then after that, after so many years, he went to France. Then he was hired by the National TV Orchestra. It's called the RTI, Radio Télévision Ivoirian, so he was part of that band. Actually, he was playing there. There was a show called The 4B Show. The band leader for that band was Manu Dibango at that time.
Oh my gosh.
C'est maman.
But he also had a CD that he came with, which was in Dida, in my language. So it was all for me because it was the first time, beside from Francois Luga, that I see a guy like that come from France. When I wanted to learn music, this is where I went first to talk to the owner of the National Orchestra. Mm-hmm. And he looked good, too.
Wow. What did Ricardo play? Was it guitar? He was the singer?
No, he was a singer. He was a singer. He was, I think he was so fond of salsa music.
Well, listen, I found 4 1-minute clips online of his music. I couldn't find
really?
Anything. Yeah. So I want to play a clip and see if you recognize it.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's listen.
I don't know. What? I don't know. How do you do that? How did you do that?
Hold on. We got 10 more seconds. Yeah, you like that?
Well, I said I wouldn't cry, but I have to say you made me. I say you made me cry because, seriously, I've been looking for those, even to hear a second of his music forever. As a matter of fact, I did something that I think you posted on one of your show. It was a solo guitar thing, singing one of the songs.
Oh yeah, yeah, I have that. Hold on a minute. Let me pull this up. Yes, here it is.
Loco como ni hay ni horrible, dry the woman, cosa como loco como ni hace ni horrible, ni hace ni horrible, cosa como a tu ano nena, todo tan da 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 da. Logo come, joy in the old, yeah, gamble in your name. Wawa come, oh, logo come, yes, in the old, yeah, dry in the old, yeah, wawa come, oh.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to a conversation I had earlier this week with New York-based Ivoirian musician Azuni Adu. We are talking about the recent death of Abadi Richard, who touched the lives of so many hundreds of African musicians since the 1960s. We'll get back to Azuni Adu in a minute, but first, here is an early song by Angélique Kidjo from her 1991 album Logodzo. As you'll hear later in the interview, Angélique was one of so many African stars who had to go through Ricardo, the gatekeeper, to get ahead.
Bye.
right. Ah, oh, great music. That was Batonga by Angelique Kidjo. Now, let's get back to my interview with Azuni Adu about the recent passing of Richard Abadi.
Ricardo was the guy that you had to go through.
Wow.
Because he was a figure that, I don't know how he did it, but he had a lot of respect for everyone, you know. And
do you know how he died?
No.
He was quite older, though, right? Because we're talking when you were a kid, was in the 70s. And
yeah,
so...
no, it was in the 60s, actually. Oh. Thank you for saying that. No, not very old, not walking with a cane.
Yeah.
Because I remember 3 months ago I spoke to him.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I was looking for him forever. And then I think for some reason his brother contacted me and said, hey, I think I remember you in Trècheville when we were a kid. And I said, yeah, great. Can I have Ricardo's number? He said, yeah, it is. So I called Ricardo.
Oh.
And I spoke to him and he was like, Bernard, because he called me Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Ricardo, I'm so glad to hear your voice again. He was kind of upset. He was like, well, I know you were here.
Oh.
Meaning?
Because you were in Cote d'Ivoire a couple of years back, right?
I was in Cote d'Ivoire, but he was just trying to say you were here, but you didn't call me then. So what's up? So then, seriously, I apologize. I said, look, I apologize for not calling you when I was there, and I also apologize for leaving the country the way I left.
Mm-hmm.
But we were kids. All we wanted to do is to leave and go. So we were not really thinking about saying bye to you or my father. Or I just left.
Oh, you mean when you were a kid now you're talking?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, after I learned how to play, I played in the band. He was always a mentor, telling us what to do, what not to do. But he will be tough sometimes. He's a tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we don't have this relationship, because you can seriously look at Ricardo in the eye and sit in front of him and say anything that you wanted to say. Because he had... No, seriously, he was the kind of guy that there's no option.
Right.
It's whatever he said. So...
Wow.
So then I spoke to him, and he had to go get something that I sent to him. And when he called me back, he said, hey, I got your thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking himself. And he went himself. He had to, like, walk to go wherever he had to go to get his thing. So, meaning that he wasn't sick.
Right.
That's to get to the answer to how he died. His brother told me that he was in the great shape. It was just he got up a morning. Because he had a headache, went to the hospital and never came back. So it was not really like...
Not a long illness or COVID.
It was not expected. No, it was not COVID. But you know what I suspect? I think that his wife, which was the pillar of his life, passed away like 3 months ago, something. So I think that he probably couldn't handle, you know, that space, that emptiness.
Yeah.
So,
thanks for sharing that. I've got another one for you. Get ready.
Yes. Okay.
It kind of sounds like the exact same song, but I don't think it is.
Let's see. Yeah, it sounds like the same, but yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's not the same song, is it?
It's not.
The same bass line, though, same beat.
The '70s.
Definitely, it was an 7-inch vinyl single play from the 1970s.
Yeah. So how did you get it? Seriously, I can't believe. Yeah, I spent my whole life looking for this. Seriously, because lately I was into like singing things for the elders in Ivory Coast, and he was one of the guys of whom I was trying to to get songs from, and I couldn't find those. So I'm really surprised how you managed to...
Hey, I've got... That's my job. I've got my ways.
You know, I was thinking about that. I'm like, well, that's what she does. So,
I know how to dig. But I just want to go back to your Facebook page because it really says a lot, and that was what compelled me to call you because I didn't know this artist, but there were so many comments that are really touching. One says, my big brother and my chief of orchestra, situated in the birthplace of the cultural center of Trècheville. And everyone says, of course, their condolences. One guy, Bill Gouret-B, I guess that's how you say his name, said, une bibliothèque de la musique ivoirienne vient de s'éteindre. Yes. That's beautiful. Yes. And most of these are in French, but that means a musical library has just, the flame, you know, it's just burnt out. It's beautiful, but sad.
To tell the truth, this is why I really have no word to talk about him, because to me, he's everything. He's like, there are so many artists you see today who had to go through him. Mayway, who you know, had to go
through him.
We had a show called Podium, which my band was the winner of once. Everybody did that show on TV. It was a competition for young bands. And for that preparation, everybody will have to go to that cultural center of Trècheville.
Oh.
And you won't have to go there without going to Ricardo to have the access, you know, to the room and how many hours he would allow you to be able to practice. And also, it's like a band that every musician went through. All the guitarists, all piano players, once played with the Ricardo's band. His band was called the New Stars. Samangwana, who's
Congolese, isn't he? Samangwana.
Congolese, you know. And then we used to back everybody, like basically everybody. And I'm actually talking about Angelique Kidjo because she's the one that people may know.
Mm-hmm.
We had to back her too. She used to like come there from Togo, Benin, with a guy called Tom Yum for some concert in that cultural center. So I remember her. She was a young girl.
Oh, wow. You
know, like very young. When I see her today, I can't recognize her, but she was really young.
Yeah, like now she's a multiple Grammy Award winner.
Yeah, she dealt with Ricardo too. And I can say it, I can confirm it.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Yo, yo, hello people. This is your lady Sharifa Gunu and you are listening to Heather Maxwell. Music Time in Africa, VOA.
All right. Hey, everybody, how are you all doing? I hope you've been enjoying the show so far. Since we're spending time in the past today, remembering Richard Abadi, who passed away in October in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, here is a beautiful song by Sam Mangwana and Franco with Tipe OK Jazz from the 1970s to keep us in the mood. The song is called Lukika. And after that, we're going to get back to Azuni and me and hear a few final thoughts about the life and legacy of Ricardo. And then we should have time for one more final current tune from South Africa to bring us back to today before we round out the hour.
Na ebi bakolo ba mingi na bato mwa
Mwasi andumba komi alibala. Basi nasali ninyo bolingo. Lukika boinga na maina misoe. Kotema pasinga na kolela. Okoka kikolo bate manso na bango. Oyebi baboti na biso baebana. Bolingo etoli na katia maye.
Na bolingo e.
Nakwela ona bala obandeko, nale miko vanda de monze mbapasyo. Nakwela, nandimi motungi siali bala, naebi bakolo bamingyo nabato. Mwasi andumba akomi alibala. Sina sali ninyo bolingo. Lukika boinga na maina misoe. Kote mapasinga na kolela. Oko katikolo bate manso na bango. Oyebi baboti na biso baebana. Bolingo etoli na katia maye. Okabili solo boingai. Nako sala ninyo bolingo musika omabe. Yo mama ya chiko. Kambezwa kanyama teo yebae. Tina nini olingi mwana moninga amela kwazo. Yo tata ya mwasi. Osirikate mama ya jangis. Nazali mobali zambe haponela yoe. Awana mokili yole kia mama. Nalekine boma balo binangai. Kika zala kia wae, ameli ya kei, na zongi na mawa. Na vele liyo na nse ya mayo, ata mongongo ya mama eko ni belangaite, omwa na mbokae. Okabili solo obo ingai, nako sala nini obo lingwa musika omabe. Yo mama ya chiko. Ikambezwa kanyama teo yebae. Tina nini olingi mwana muninga amela kwazo. Yo tata ya mwasi. Kusilikate mama ya jangis. Nazali mobali nzambe ya ponela yoe. Awana mokiri yole kia mama. Kine boma balo binangai. Lukika zala kia wae. Ameli ya kei. Nazongi na mawa. Na vele liyo na nse ya mayo. Ata mongongo ya mama eko ni belangaite. Omwa na mbokae.
Was Sam Mangwana singing Lukika. And now we are returning to Azuniadu, remembering Ricardo. And and Abidjan as it was in its heyday as the music capital of sub-Saharan Africa in the decades between, well, roughly the 1960s and the 1990s. So here we go. This is from a phone conversation earlier this week that I had with Azuni Adu, who lives in New York City. Yeah, so when you mentioned Sam Mangwana and Angelique Kidjo and, well, Mewe is Ivorian, but the other two aren't. Back then, Côte d'Ivoire, Abidjan was the center, the capital of African music.
And also, there weren't that many space for musicians to rehearse where you would have full bands. So that place was the home for the national orchestra. Mm-hmm. But somehow, Ricardo took it over. It was no longer
the national.
No, it was Ricardo's. So it could have been. Seriously, he took it over.
And for this, too, I mean, to go through him and to get to Abidjan for many people was also a big trip, you know, leaving your country, going there, or even if you're in Côte d'Ivoire, to get there. Then to get access to his rehearsal space was also a required step to get, hopefully, to France or Belgium or
But as you know, everybody went through the Ivory Coast. Yeah. Yves Keita, Maurice Kanté, their first base, I think Abidjan was the place you had to go through. It looks like you had to go through there, prove your competence in whatever you do as a musician, and then move from there.
It was the gate.
It was the gate. I don't even think people were dreaming of going to France or the United States when they went to Ivory Coast. Their goal at that time was to
stay
to Abidjan and stay and do their career there, because I hate to say it, but it was the little France at the time.
Right. Well, they used to call it Le Petit Paris, huh?
Of course, of course. I mean, actually, I didn't need to leave because I remember how beautiful it was. But
but you left.
Well, you know how the grass is always green on the other side. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, and you get bored, even though it was a great country. We have the schools, the music schools. We have the bars. We have that everybody has came for. Mm-hmm. But we had seen it. We lived in it. We were born in it. So, you know, at some point, you just want to be in the country where Chick Corea lives and Herbie Hancock. And you want to see all these people. Mm-hmm. You want to be. So.
If people are interested who are listening, they can get on there, get on Azuni's Facebook page. Hope you don't mind that I invite everybody to get on your Facebook page.
It's okay. More publicity for me. But
right.
Like I say, it's kind of funny to use somebody just to say, well, more publicity for me.
I know. But your name, just for all of you listening, is Azouhouni. Azuni.
Yes.
Adu, Adou. Get on there. And if you want, and you can read these beautiful, touching comments. They're mostly in French, but they're really beautiful. That's what made me want to reach out to you in the first place, is because I was looking and thinking, wow, this guy was big, and he meant a lot.
I'm really appreciated, because I wasn't expecting this. You know, it's like, you know what? What you did, I mean, this radio show to me, when I get a chance, I'm going to, you know, send the link to everyone, because his passing should have been a national thing. It would have been great if we recognized what he was, because he was a giant for all these things. Not because we want to say it, but because every artist remember passing through there. Some that I don't even want to mention the name, because there will be so many.
Oh man.
So many. There is so many that I've seen coming there, not being able to sing. Some will come with rehearsal with their babies crying.
Oh my gosh.
And they wouldn't be singing. But I'm telling you, these people today are stars, making millions of dollars. I mean, not dollars, because they're in Ivory Coast. Mm-hmm. But yes, there are so many that I could mention. I have a personal connection with him, because we were two friends. One passed away. And we were like his boys.
Oh.
You know, before we played with the band, we were like the guys that set up the equipment. And
oh, the roadies.
And we were the roadies, actually. We were the roadies.
Oh, my gosh.
All that because we wanted to learn how to play. And Ricardo would come to the room and you practice and you'd be so scared because when he comes in, you don't know what he's going to say. He said he's going to be happy or he's going to say, oh, shut all the lights down. Everybody out now and close the door. So, like I say, he's a figure. He's like a father figure to us. But, you know, all fathers are not there to tell you you're beautiful all the time.
Right. He was a disciplinary.
He was a disciplinary. So, you know, this is why it hurts because, like I say, to me, sometimes it's kind of crazy what I'm going to say.
Say it.
So you leave your country, you go to those places, which is America, France. You work so hard and you hope that someday you could go back and show to certain people how those travels improved you in your life.
Right.
In music and da da da. And when those people are gone, then it is painful because there's nobody else left.
It takes the wind out of your sails.
That's what it is. And Ricardo, to me, was the last, musically, was the guy that should have seen what we became out of those long years of being abroad.
Oh.
So it's painful because I'm just saying. To me, it was the root of all of us, not just me. There's so many people that could talk about him better than I can because, like I say, I left like 200 years ago.
Yeah, but he's still with you, even though now he's passed away. You did a remake of one of his songs.
I did. And then the most important thing to me is it was like magical that I was able to speak to him.
Yeah.
You know, 3 months before. So it was a good closure.
That's great.
Yes, I feel like. I mean, now I'm becoming a little emotional.
No, okay. Yeah. Well, but, listen, my condolences to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Lago kamo, drailia nyemli, nyezilia nyemli, wazu kamo.
Thank you so much, Azuni Adu.
Thank you, Miss Maxwell.
You're welcome.
For letting me express all these things. Yeah. But Ricardo.
Number what the number sell to number you ya Chenko no. Hello world, my name is Biala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right, hello everyone. I hope you enjoyed that deep dive into yesteryear in Abidjan with Azuni and his mentor, big brother Ricardo. May he rest in peace. Well, there's time for one more tune. So to South Africa we go with Nkulung Kulung by the lovely Kamu Mpela.
Kaya Bona, Kille Para, Mudefe, Male Prada, Louis V, Monsum Sasha, Ukalin Garne, Ukamama, Nana, Geneta Penises in the Gaso, Kumisham Passiva, but as some more. Manginke, Namalawoke Para, Baya Bona, Kille Para, Mudefe, Male Prada, Louis V, Monsum Sasha, Ukalin Garne, Ukamama,
Say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait to be with you again next weekend. Also, a big thank you to Iceman and to Rabio Dele from Kano, Nigeria, and also, of course, to Azuni Adu. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday beginning at 15:05 and again at 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 and again Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05 and 22:05 Universal Time. You can always find us too online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week. Stay beautiful and stay safe.